You've been searching for answers, wandering in the dark, looking for that glimmer of light that resonates with your soul and spirit. As you step into this new era that some indigenous people refer to as the Rainbow Bridge, without a compass, without a guide, yet needing some help to navigate your way through this spiritual maze, look no further. We've got the map. The Searcher's Roadmap. Now here's your host for The Searcher's Roadmap, Rhonda Harris.
Hello everyone, this is Rhonda Harrison with The Searcher's Roadmap, broadcasting out of Red Feather Lakes at 9,000 feet in Colorado. Welcome to the show, whatever time zone you're in. I hope you've had a glorious day or getting ready to have one. We have Jules Rafter in the studio today. She's an amazing intuitive and owner of another radio station called HarmonyRadio.co in Canada. It comes out of Canada. It's awesome. They've got some really great hosts there and guests. Check her out there. She's also on Facebook. With that, I'm going to bring Jules into the show. Hi, Jules. Jules, can you hear me? Answer the question or. Hello, this is Rhonda. Jules, are you there?
Hello, how are you, Rhonda?
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. I thought I lost you for a minute.
gotta love technology, right?
Yeah. It's like, where is she? I know she's back here.
She's up in the intro.
Go on ahead.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. So as we missed a couple of seconds there, thank you for letting me be here. A little bit about me. I am a psychic and intuitive, a medium, a healer, a Reiki master, a radio station owner, and so many other things. And I've been doing this work for a very long time. I've actually been psychic and aware of spirits since I've been a child. Since I was about 6 years old is when I started seeing spirits around me, and usually it was past loved ones, family, and that kind of thing. And as I got older, I started to develop my skills and was able to actually hear people and not just see, you know, spirits and whatnot, but I could actually hear them and communicate with them. And I ended up meeting some fantastic shamans and mystics who really guided me along my journey and explained what I was going through and that I wasn't crazy and I wasn't just hearing voices and you know, losing it completely. But on the contrary, that this was an awesome gift that, you know, when used right, can help so many people. And that really, really drove me to push and to expand more and to learn more and to develop. And I've been doing so professionally for about 15 years now. I've been doing it all my life, but professionally for about 15 years. And I wouldn't do anything else except this. This is my passion. It's what makes me get up in the morning. I absolutely, absolutely love it.
And that's kind of how I feel. I have such a passion for getting, you know, this information out to our listeners, our callers, so that they can know that there's people out there that they can contact that have really good backgrounds and, you know, and are really good at what they do. And you're amazing at the work you do by the intuitiveness. And you just always, you know, can bring it forward in whatever situation. And you know, for that I commend you, because, you know, it's not easy multitasking on a lot of different levels.
We both kind of understand that one. Yeah, and it does come naturally. When you're using it on an everyday basis, it becomes part of you, right? It is part of you. So you don't even think about it. You do it automatically and without even, you know, doing a second guess. You're just intuitively picking up on things and going with your gut feelings. And like you say, there are people out there that are developing and that are, you know, realizing they have gifts or realizing that they can do things other people can't, but don't necessarily understand how to do it or what it is. And that's one of the things that I absolutely love teaching. I love teaching people how to use it, how to expand, how to meditate. I mean, there's so many different ways of, you know, connecting with our intuitive side. And it's my absolute pleasure to teach people how to do that, because without it, I wouldn't be where I am today. And I don't think that I would have gone through so many roller coaster rides along my life journey without, you know, without crumbling, if it wasn't for this. I really think, you know, thank God for spirit for that.
Yeah, because, you know, it's so easy to get wrapped up in the wrong bunch of people when you're first learning, if you're not real careful and sensitive to it. And that's what I like about these radio shows, is that we're bringing it forward with guests that are dynamically healers and curanderas and pacos and intuitives and angel, you know, workers and fairy workers, and, you know, and you can pick any type of spirituality you want by looking at the Searcher's Roadmap, because there's a lot of different ideas out there, to which makes it beautiful, because it's connecting all of us like a rainbow, like Blackout talks about, and also that it's a rainbow bridge time where he told his followers, you know, back in the 1800s, that there would be a time where they would all start sharing their information and it would be going global. And that's what we're doing here today. Yeah, it's
absolutely
awesome. I mean,
that is absolutely amazing. And that was one of the basis for starting Harmony Radio, my station, is that I wanted to create a mind, body, and spirit community, not just a station, but really somewhere where people can actually connect and share their experiences and share their insights and learn as we go and connect with like-minded people. Because sometimes people live in these tiny little towns where it's either, you know, very religious or there isn't a lot of, as they call it, the New Age or whatever you want to call it, type of mentality. So having radio stations and having shows like this, you know, really give people the opportunity to learn and to connect and to realize that they're not crazy, that, you know, this is part of our journey here on Earth. And I think that it's phenomenal that we are in a time where we can actually share this globally.
Exactly. And with that, Jules, can you tell people how to get a hold of you and what your email address is and your Facebook address is?
Yeah, you can find me here, there, and everywhere. I'm always on Facebook, day in, day out. We have, you can find me on Harmony Radio page on Facebook, or also Ohm Readings, which is O-H-M. Ohm Readings and Therapies, that's my company, or under Jules Rafter on Facebook. You can also find me on Twitter at Jules Rafter, and you can find me on my website, which is ohmreadings.ca, so that's O-H-M Readings with an S.ca, among other places. And otherwise, I'm live on Tuesday evenings from 6:30 till 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on harmonyradio.co. So those are some of the places you can find me. And if people are looking to book a reading or a mediumship reading or a healing or any of the above, my email is ohmreadings@outlook.com. So that's O-H-M Readings with an S. @outlook.com.
Very good, Jules. Well, do you have any message from your intuitive side that for the listeners today, or do you want to start taking callers? Because we have three callers in the back that are ready to ask questions.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm happy to start with questions already. I've got, I'm sure as spirit does, it usually moves through me, and if I have messages, I will randomly put them out there as they come through.
Right.
And as you know, being a channeler and being a medium, things come through when we least expect it. So if I have random thoughts that come in here and there, I usually share them because they always are meant for someone who's listening. So. But
exactly.
I'm more than happy to go ahead and start doing readings.
Okay, our first caller is going to be Althena from Arizona. She has
okay.
a question for you, and we'll put her live. Hi, Althena.
Hi.
So do you have a question for Jules?
I'm good, and yes, I do have a question.
Okay, what's your question, Han?
I'm wondering if me and my ex-fiancé are going to reconcile.
Okay. And can I just get his first name?
Could I give you his first initial?
Yeah, sure.
D.
Okay. The first thing that I get is that you were both destined to be on each other's path, as in you were definitely meant to share experiences together and to spend time together. However, the feeling that I'm getting is that right now is more of a time for you to focus on you. And I know you have a hope of getting back together and of reconciling and making this better and stronger, but I really feel like he still has some life lessons to learn. I feel that you're at a path, you're at a point in your life where you're absolutely ready to commit and to be in a committed relationship and give all of you. However, I don't feel that that's coming from him. I feel that he still has some fears, and I still feel that he still has a little bit of growing up to do, okay? Now, as I said before, you are at a point in your life where you're ready to, you know, start that serious relationship and let's do this. But I feel that he isn't, and I feel that he still has some fears and insecurities to move through. Okay, now I'm not saying that you'll never be together, but I don't feel that it's anytime soon. I feel that he really has some stuff he needs to work on. But I do feel like that you were meant to have time together. And you have to remember that sometimes some of the people come into our lives for a reason, and it's either for a life lesson or it's for us to grow. But it doesn't necessarily mean that they're there for life. Okay, and you know, unfortunately, I'm not getting that feeling that he is your forever person, as in, you know, the person that you'll be with forever. I do get that he was meant to be in your life, and you were both meant to be there for each other for a period of time. But I'm really not feeling this, you know, I'm ready to jump in and let's do this again coming from him. Okay, I know it's not necessarily what you wanted to hear, but sometimes it's what you need to hear. And I feel like that you've put your life on hold because of this waiting for him. Does that make any sense that you've been waiting?
No.
No? Okay. So it was just a hope that you're having, like that hope at the back of your mind that you'll get back together?
It's not necessarily hope. I have a good feeling that he is the person I'm supposed to be with. And right now, things are slow, but I'm not pushing anything with him. I've given him his space and
okay.
Yeah, so.
Okay. Like I said to you, you know, I do feel he has some stuff to learn. He has, you're both at kind of different points in your life. Like I said to you, you're ready to do this.
Okay, but my main question really was, like, in the beginning, just I wanted to know the answer to that. Like, are we going to reconcile? I'm not saying anytime soon. I'm just saying, are we?
I don't feel
really
that
my
you...
question.
Yeah, I don't see you down the road.
Okay, so the answer is no.
Together. No, my darling, I'm sorry.
You're entitled to your opinion.
Oh, absolutely. So is everybody. And you know what? Nothing is ever set in stone, right? And you have to remember that what we see are possibilities of what can come. And there's always free will, which means at any point he can turn around and say, you know what, I'm ready now, and be there. But for the moment, what I see for this moment is that I don't see that happening. But like I said to you before, there is always free will and there's always that, you know, that chance that people change their minds, that things happen and you end up being together. But for the moment, I'm not seeing that. So that, like I said to you, that's it's what I get from spirit. It's not my opinion. It's what I get from spirit. And again,
well, I've actually had validation this morning from another person. So,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah.
All right, my darling. Well, good luck. I wish you the best of luck.
Hmm.
Okay.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, my darling?
I'm wonderful. My name's Candace. I'm calling from Louisiana. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. And what's your question today, darling?
Well, I have a question, actually. Well,
okay.
October of last year, I met this person. And it's interesting. It was definitely an instant connection there.
Okay.
And right now, we've both been through some stuff, so just taking things extremely slow. We're really close friends, and we're just taking things slow and along. But I would love to see, what do you see about this connection? Because there's definitely a connection there. It's a very strong, intense connection.
Well, I definitely get that there's a soul connection there. And I even get that there's possibly even a past life connection there. It feels like that you – does it feel like you've almost known him forever? Like this,
yeah.
This energy between you, like, oh, my God, I've known this man forever, but I don't know
him.
Like
he also said the same exact thing. We sat down on that day. It was like, oh, my goodness. What kind of connection
yeah.
is this?
And you know what? I feel there's a real soul connection, but I also feel that there's this comfortable energy already. It's almost like, you know, the type of energy that people have when they've been in a relationship for a long time, where they're very comfortable, everybody's very relaxed, and I
mm-hmm.
feel that because you are taking your time, because you are both. I feel you're both very cautious because you've both been through some pretty roller coaster relationships in the past. And
yes.
I feel that you're both very, very cautious at the moment, which is okay because, you know, you don't want to be rushing into anything. And especially when it feels so comfortable, people have a tendency to just jump and go, oh, this is fabulous, this is great. But I do feel that you're both going through some changes. And these are, you know, spiritual changes also. A lot of self-doubt that you're letting go, and so is he. You're both moving through some stuff, and a lot of healing is happening. So as you're taking your time, you're both healing, but I feel that you're both connecting, and you're both growing closer together. Now, I don't see any huge obstacles, okay? I don't see there being huge problems down the road or anything to worry about. I think a lot of the worries are just fears from, you know, past relationships. But I see a lot of changes for the better. I see you both very, very connected, but also supporting one another emotionally and mentally. There's a real connection there that I feel is grounded and solid. I don't see any reason to fear this man cheating or going elsewhere. And I feel that he really, really does care. Even though, you know, like I said, you're just starting out, I feel that there's a real connection. When you both acknowledge, when you get to the point where you both acknowledge each other and say, you know what, oh, my God, this is like, wow, I think I'm in love with you, it will get to that point. And when that happens, I feel that things will happen very quickly, okay? And it will be like, oh, my God, this is one thing after the other, like very quick, but in a very positive way. So keep going slowly as you're going now. And I think what's happening is right now you're both feeling each other out as in energetically, you know, I'm giving him space, I'm letting him take his time and myself as well. And that is allowing for a lot of healing to happen between the both of you. And as this happens, you are both getting closer. So I definitely see a connection that can definitely lead to a very stable relationship down the road. Okay? So whatever you're doing, keep on doing it.
Wow.
I really feel that this is good. Yeah, I know. You know what? And sometimes we meet people that are from our soul family. So there's this recognition that, you know, it feels like I've known him forever. And it can be more than one person that's in our soul family. But I really feel that this is a stable connection. And I feel that if the right energy and the right time is put into this, it could be something very, very wonderful. Right.
Ooh,
so like I said, whatever you're doing, girl, keep doing it.
Oh, wow.
But like so just don't rush.
You see a possibility of long-term?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And like I said to you, keep taking your time. Yeah, just take your time, baby steps at the moment.
Yes.
And when
yes.
it happens, it's going to be like a bang, like, wow, we both kind of acknowledge each other, like, oh, my God, I'm really in love with you. And you'll be, oh, so am I, like, whoo, and butterflies, and here you go. Like, I can really feel the tingling. So definitely something long-term. And like I said, not right away. It's good to take things slowly, but it'll happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm 31, he's 40, and so it's like we've both been through some. I'm actually the one that's been married and divorced.
Okay.
He doesn't have any kids. He's been engaged before. And
yeah.
Yeah, and so, you know, I have a daughter, and so it's like I'm like, wow. I mean, to tell you the truth, I want to have more kids. I'm being straight up honest. I want to have more kids. And I'm like, first of all, it took a long time for me to say it was like really open up to somebody, but I met him. It was definitely an instant opening up to him. I couldn't even help it but open up to him. I mean, I had no control on that. But
This is an absolutely really, really good connection, my dear. And you know what? Don't second guess yourself. You have made the right choice this time around, okay? And as I've said to the other ladies, sometimes people are supposed to come in our path, like your ex, that, you know, they come into our lives and you have a child together, and then you move on. So there's still a reason for that connection. But however, your soul connection, your real partner, I feel that this gentleman is definitely perfect. Perfect. This is a great connection. And like you say, the fact that you've been through a lot is that you yourself have done a lot of healing since this last separation, I feel. I feel you've done a lot of work on yourself, and that's why you've attracted this type of relationship towards you, because you're ready for it.
Wow.
Right?
I needed to hear that. I needed to hear that assurance, because I have questioned myself a few times.
Yeah.
And then the guy, he's extremely shy, and he doesn't really tell how he feels or anything like that. And so it's like, I've actually on Valentine's Day, I wrote him a letter and let him know exactly how I felt about him.
Okay,
I did.
Awesome. And his response was positive, wasn't it?
He was very happy to see that. He It really blessed him. Of course, I haven't had. He's not told me anything about how he feels yet. So,
It will come. I feel he's still very cautious, It's not because he's not interested. Men take a lot more time to really open up and to feel like they can really share how they feel about someone else. And because as well, you have a daughter, there's a child involved. I feel that he's just being cautious. Right? He doesn't want to rock the boat, but I really do feel a connection there. I feel like that there's something worth striving towards, okay? And everything that keeps coming up, I keep hearing a triumphant success and that, you know, you are in your power and you are strong and happy. So absolutely, hon, just go with the flow with this one. And you know, do whatever you do from your heart. And I'm telling you, it will be positive. And he will open up down the road, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're quite welcome, my dear. Have a good weekend.
Thank you so much.
Wow. Thank you.
Welcome.
Boy, Jules, you just call it like you see it, don't you?
Well, I have to, right? And
exactly.
I know it was unfortunate that sometimes that when what I see, like I said to the previous lady, is that we see possibility of things that can come, right? Nothing is ever set in stone. And there's the, you know, power of free will. But what we do see isn't necessarily what people want to hear. So.
Well, yeah, you know, and they have an idea of how it's going to look and sound, you know, and, you know, and there's some that actually do really, you know, I mean, it depends on the reading and where you're looking at it, you know, and how you're accessing your information, because, you know, it changes depending on, you know, if you're working with tarot cards and you're looking at that and the lineup
Absolutely.
Of that, or if it's a reading, you know, from the angels and that type of stuff, or if it's from, you know, another source, another deity, another, you know, choice that we make, you know, and it just all comes together.
Yeah, and usually when I do any kind of readings, I do use oracle cards here and there, but for the most part, I simply do it through my guides and my angels, and I ask them to bring forward any, you know, any information that is pertinent to people asking questions. So I don't rely solely on tools, as in cards and tarot and things like that, but I use them as a tool, but it's really divine guidance, and I always ask the archangels and my guides to bring that information forth. So that's how I work.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's what I like about you is that you're very straightforward and you tell it just as it comes up, you know, and you're good at being able to do the distance learning due to the way the Reiki that you and I both do, you know, gets us more aligned to the divine.
Absolutely.
And are you ready for another caller?
Yeah, sure.
I have Sharon from Ohio, and to Candace, from Louisiana. I said L.A. I was just reading the letters, but Sharon is with us from Ohio, and we'll bring her in.
Hi,
Sharon. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
Very well, thank you. So, what is your question, Dawn?
Well, thank you for taking my call, first of all, okay?
Oh, it's my pleasure.
And yes, I like your honesty, too, and your directness, okay? See, as it is.
Yeah,
honesty is the best policy. My question to you is, I know. I've been looking for employment. I'm contracting for, like, almost a year now. I lost my job last year.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Am I going to find a permanent job back in my career? I'm almost to the point where I don't ever think I'm going to be back in the corporate world. I'm just, oh.
Okay. Oh. Wow. Yeah, I hear you. And you know what? The first thing that I keep feeling is this feeling of it's never going to happen, right? Mm-hmm. And feeling overwhelmed at this point that, you know, I've been waiting for something good to happen and it's not happening.
I'm
now,
so
what
discouraged.
I
know.
Yeah.
Sorry. Go on.
And don't worry, hon. And what I do feel is that you've been consumed by that worry about, you know, is it going to come? Is it happening?
Know.
When's it coming? And what happens is that often we put out to the universe this feeling of lack or this feeling of, oh, my God, it's never going to happen. So what happens is the universe goes, okay, it's not going to happen. So we keep having either these, you know, situations where it's a short-term contract or there's no contract at all or there's, you know, no moving forward. So one of the things is that there seems to be an energy block. I feel the desire's there. You want to work. You want to get sorted. But this big cloud over you of it's never going to happen, this is taking forever, and the more that we focus on the lack, and the more that we focus on, oh, my God, it's not going to happen, the more we get the same thing, right? So what I would suggest is try visualizing I'm sure you have the perfect job in your head that you would like to do.
I do, and I'm interviewing. Oh, my gosh, I had one last Thursday. I thought for sure I was going to get this job.
Okay.
I interviewed with 6 people. They took me. They ended up taking me down the whole, almost everyone, all the management team.
Yeah.
So, yes.
And the only thing that I feel that has blocked that is this feeling, this, you know, nagging at the back of your head that, oh, my God, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
But I didn't,
as much as you get excited when you're in the moment. When you're in the moment, it's exciting. Yeah, it's gonna happen. Woo! And then you leave, and then you're like, oh, I don't know, is it really gonna happen? It's taking so long. Why aren't they calling? And then
but
you
I
go
didn't
back
show
and
it. Okay, go on. I didn't show it at the interview, though.
No, that's good. Right, that's good. But even if you don't show it, it's still like putting a mask on, right? It's like having this mask, I'm happy, clappy, everything's great, when deep down you're still stressing and worrying about it, right? You have to have complete faith. It's like you're completely handing it over to the universe to sort it out for you. Now, one of the exercises that I get a lot of my clients to do to manifest something that they really want is you get a piece of paper or
a
journal.
I've done
it. And you write down the exact... Okay. Now, the key to this, though, is at the bottom of your list, like you say, so I'm assuming that you've listed where you want to work, what type of hours, that kind of situation, correct?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So what you have to do is at the bottom of this is you write, and the contract or the offer is coming very, very soon, or it's coming next month, or it's coming next week. But what you have to do is feel that anticipation, that excitement, like, oh my God, they're gonna ring my phone this week. And it's that excitement, the excitement and that feeling like, oh my God, it's already happened, is what shifts the energies and what makes things manifest. Because if we're always holding on to, I'm waiting, you'll always be waiting. Whereas if you get into a position of, oh my God, it's here, I'm getting it, oh, this is awesome, it's, you know, the job is there, it's perfect, it's everything that I wanted, they're just going to call me any day now to give me that offer. And if you hold on to that energy, then things will shift. Because I feel you've been doing the right things, as in you're thinking positive, you're putting it out there what you want, but there's still this nagging at the back of your head that it's not going to happen, or it's going to take forever, or it's never going to happen. So keep holding on to that. Keep putting your focus, because I feel that when you're focused and you're really thinking about it, that yes, you're motivated and you can feel it and it's coming, but then it's almost like life gets in the way and bills come in or reminders that work isn't here, you know, and your whole energy of, goes to, oh God, right? So there's a huge shift.
I know,
shift
you're
again.
Right. No, you're right. Do you see?
And it's like the universe on
a job,
roller coaster.
Though.
I do. I
know.
Absolutely do. Okay,
I see
it coming, and I feel that it's going to come. I know you.
Tell me the truth.
I
know.
I feel like it's. Oh yeah, I feel it's not going to be until the end of April, beginning of May, before you find something decent. Okay, I feel
that. It's not that long.
No, it's not. It's not. You know, and like you say, even if 2 months away is not that far, but hold on to that feeling that. It's here.
I know.
Not that it's coming, but it's here. It's really just around the corner because the possibilities are there. You have the right mentality. You have the right mindset, you know, of what
skills.
You want to do. Exactly. You have to have the faith that it's there, and you have to really, really believe that it's coming and not be, oh, I'm not sure. Is it ever going to come? You know? Because we do get wrapped up in that, and especially when life gets in the way and bills come in that need to be paid or groceries have to be bought, then we kind of get into this feeling of lack, this feeling of, whoo, I haven't got enough, I don't know I'm going to be able to do this, and then we go back into, you know, old patterns of thinking. So just try to keep the focus and try to keep that high vibration of, whoo, it's coming, it's so here, it's right here, you know, it's next week here. But I do see it coming. Don't worry. You're not going to be without a job. I'm telling you now. When it comes, and I actually see two offers coming at the same time. You'll have the choice, okay? And I see a difference between two. Talk about bad timing. Good timing and bad timing. I feel you'll get one offer, and within a week to 10 days, another one. And you'll be kind of on the fence of, oh, God, which one do I take? So, hey, it's better to have the option of two different than none at all. So just hold on to that. It's coming, darling. It is definitely coming. Try not to focus on the lack. Try not to focus on the in-between time, because it's the in-between till it happens is the hardest time, right? Because we're believing, we're hoping, but then when it takes forever, we're like, ah, this is just taking forever, right?
So, you're so funny. By your intuitive, it's the end of April, beginning of May. That's what you're saying.
I'm getting more towards May, but at the end of April, you'll hear something and then offer me. All right, darling?
All right.
I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you for your honesty. Thank you. That was great. Thank you so much, both of you, okay?
My pleasure, my darling.
Listen, blessings to you. Have a nice day, okay?
You as well. Okay. Bye-bye.
You as well.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, Jules, you're just knocking them out of the ballpark here. One
here we go.
Right after another. You know,
okay.
And it's and that's great, and you know, and it is about, you know, the mindset. You know, I worked last week. We had Latimira from Siberia, and she was talking about, you know, you have to have joy every day, gratefulness every day,
yeah.
Live in that area of gratefulness and joy, because then things, you know, and to forgiveness is really huge. You know, that can keep
exactly.
us as a block. You know, you know, I know I shouldn't have lost that job, or, you know, I shouldn't have done this. And I've been having people that are pretty new, or if they've even seen it already, and have them rewatch The Secret. I just rewatched it again, and, you know, it's like I'm picking up something totally different this time because my mindset's in a whole different place than it was, you know,
exactly.
when I watched it the last time.
Yeah.
You know, so I think you
like
hear.
Go ahead, hon. Sorry.
No, it's all right. Go on ahead.
And it's like when we're trying to manifest something, if we're in a place of gratitude, if we're in a place where we're waking up in the morning and we're so grateful for where we are, for our health,
mm-hmm.
for our family, for, you know, everything. Thank you for waking up to another day and, you know, for the ability to have a roof over my head, to have my family close by, to have food in my fridge. And just the small things, being grateful for those things, raise your vibrations, as you say, and to be happy, and brings you to this place of happiness. And that's where you manifest more happy things.
Mm-hmm.
The more happiness you're putting out there, the more it comes back towards you. So it really is a mindset, as you say, and it's being in the right mindset and not
mm-hmm.
focusing on the lack and not focusing on what you don't have.
And I think that's really important in this day and age, because we're taught to be more worried about the lack and not
mm-hmm.
looking at what we can gain that's not material, that doesn't require money, that you can barter for or work towards or whatever, or, you know, just the time to have to read and really hone up your skills, you know, and be grateful that you have this time to do that. You know, because, you know, you could be stuck in a dead-end job instead, or you could, you know, have, you know, nothing happening at all. You know, but I see for people, you know, in this day and age, the more gratitude we do, the more we appreciate ourselves, our being, ourself, our wholeness, you know, the more we are blessed and things come to fruition.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it is about being in that right space, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Always being there.
And
we
have another caller from Georgia.
Okay.
Her name is
awesome.
Sophia, and we'll bring her into the back. She's got a question for you.
Okay. Hi, Sophia. Are you there?
Hi, Jules.
How are you, my dear?
I'm great. And yourself?
Very well, thank you. And what's your question,
I'm really enjoying you and the host. The question I have pretty much is, I'm going to piggyback on what you guys were just talking about. I'm always
okay.
open. I very seldom have a direct question because I am always full of gratitude, trying to keep my
mm-hmm.
vibration high. So just
Absolutely.
Really quick, I'm open to whatever spirit feels is on the forefront for me right now. That's it.
Okay. All right. Okay. What do we have for Sophia today? Okay. One of the things that I'm getting, Sophia, is that you are very intuitive, and I don't think you realize to what extent. You do everything from your heart. I feel that you are such a person who has so much generosity and always the first one to be there for everyone else. I feel that you are really, really the first one to go and help when someone's in need, the first one to pick someone else up when they're down. And I actually feel that you even put everybody else first before yourself. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. One of the good things with that is that, yes, it's good karma to be, you know, being there for people and really being such a kind-hearted, giving soul. However, one of the drawbacks with that is that when we're continuously putting out there that everyone else's desires and needs are more important than ours, we're telling the universe that ours aren't as important, right? We're putting ourselves on the shelf, and I feel that you do that. You put your own needs and desires on the shelf and you know, deal with everybody else's issues, which, you know, is detrimental because we all have this inner light, and I feel that we have to take care of that. We have to do things.
But
I have
to learn to balance that out, though.
Yes, absolutely, and that's
you
it.
Are
it's
so good. How
balance.
About I've already been working on that for the past 2 months.
Good. Keep doing it. And you know what? Spirit acknowledges when we are doing the work, and that yes, you are on this journey of self-discovery about what is good for you. And I feel that, you know, sometimes it's hard to do things just for us. We feel guilty about doing it, especially as women or moms. We always put ourselves second. But by putting ourselves first and doing things to make us happy, we are doing the world of good. Because if you're 100% and you're feeling fantastic because, you know, you've been giving to you, then you have more to give to others. Right? Whereas when you're continuously giving to others, you become depleted. And that's not good. Right? And I mean, I know the best intentions are there and it's out of love and generosity, but it is still a reminder. Don't forget you. Do not forget you in the process. Okay? And follow your intuition. I feel that they're actually giving you a lot of messages and a lot of kind of signs and symbols, but you're not necessarily getting them because you're second guessing, right? I feel that you second guess yourself, not in a bad way, but more like, you know, say for example, you've had numbers repeated continuously. You've seen the same number over and over again. That is a sign. They are trying to tell you something. Be aware, okay? That's all I keep getting is tell her just to be a little bit more aware because there's a lot that happens around you. You have a lot of support from the other side. There's a lot of angelic light around you, and I feel that there's even a spirit guide, a female spirit guide that is with you all the time. This is a lovely, lovely spirit who has the best sense of humor as well. Now, I'm not sure if this is someone who's passed or if this is just your spirit guide, but I feel that this feminine energy is completely, completely happy, full of happiness and joyful and very, very high spirits. So I feel that, you know, that's a reminder for you to do things that make you happy. And she's there to remind you to do that. It's not bad to make yourself happy.
I want to validate something really quick for you and everybody
yes,
listening.
Please.
You know what my original question was going to be?
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell me that I need to do or what is opening up in reference to my spiritual awakening? You are exactly
you
right.
Go.
I already know.
There you go, my dear. You are on the right path. And it's
I am. You know, I've been going back and forth between whether it's energy healing or more so on my clairvoyant. But I even think I've pretty much decided with that. I think I am opening up more so clairvoyant first, and
yeah,
then my energy healing will come.
I agree. The energy will come as you go. The healing comes. It's part of being clairvoyant.
It's part of who I am now.
Yes,
I know
absolutely.
That.
Yeah, and that will develop. Clairvoyance is going to be definitely what you're going to be able to develop. So they're telling me, listen, you may be hearing things that sound like muffled noises.
And sometimes it's very clear. It'll
yes.
wake me out of my sleep.
Yes. And
it's funny
it
you
that,
say, just to validate, it's funny you say angelic light, because yes. I describe it like this to my mom, and I just told my mom this year, but it's something I've always had. I said, it almost sounds like the voice of an angel.
Yes.
When I hear
yes.
it.
Yes, and that's exactly what that is. This is your spirit guide, your angelic guide talking to you. And what it usually starts off, it sounds like it's muffled because we have to raise our vibrations to their vibrations. To remember, people, energies on the other side vibrate at a much higher rate. And here on Earth, we vibrate a lot slower. So in order to communicate, we have to raise our vibrations. And when we raise our vibrations, it comes in much clearer, kind of like a Wi-Fi signal. If you're in the right signal, you know, in the right area, you've got a full signal, you get a clear upload, download on your computer. And if you're not, it takes a lot of time. It takes forever. So that's the same thing. It's a learning process, but it's going to get much easier. And I really feel like you are going to be able to hear things very, very quickly as you get as you go with your spiritual awakening. So just be open to it. Tell them to be more clear. If you go to bed at night, tell your angels, tell your guides, if you have messages for me, make it clear, right? You have to be specific with them sometimes because they assume we just get it, right? So, but fantastic. I'm so glad that you are on this journey. And if you have any questions on development or anything at all, please contact me anytime. I'll be happy to answer any questions like that. Because myself, I was young when it started. I was 6 years old. And it wasn't until I was 19 that I really met the right people to help me. So, you know, in between those times, lots of stuff happened, and I had no idea whether I was losing it, whether it was my imagination or what it was. So, like I said to you, anytime, please contact me if you have any kind of questions whatsoever, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome, my darling. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Sophia. So, Jules, it's amazing, you know, just how clear things come through. You know,
mm-hmm.
and that it is just, and it is about that constant joy, dancing, doing whatever we need to do, you know, hum, sing, you know, those type of things to keep our spirits up and our vibration up, you know, and I have to smudge a lot because I've been taught to smudge to clear the area, you know, after a phone call if it's not gone well or if it's, you know, something, I don't know, disturbing on TV or whatever, you know, to clear that energy so that you know, I can hear spirit, you know, so that I don't hear all the other garbled stuff from other entities that would like to fool us, you know.
Mm-hmm. And that's it. You have to be in a place of light. And for myself, I always, when before connecting to anything, I envision myself in this bubble of light. And this is light coming from the divine and coming from spirit. And it's pure white light. And white light is happiness. It's light vibrations. And it's pure joy. And if we're working from a place of joy, the messages that we get are, you know, angelic messages. They are pure intentions. There's nothing dark. And like you say, smudging is clearing all that negative energy out, especially after, like you say, a bad phone call or something like that. Energy sits in the room with you, and it stays there if you don't clear that out.
Right.
So I think that's a great process to be doing. I think I should be doing that more often.
Well, that and I light candles and stuff just to keep myself in more of a divine headspace, you know, so that I can not react so much or be so reactionary because, you know, the physical body wants to react, you know, and do all these crazy things. You know, and really that isn't the message that's coming through. It's more about why is this upsetting me and what do I need to make it, you know, dissipate so that it can be a positive rather than a negative. You know, and then that way it doesn't mess up my whole day or my whole night or my whole week, you know, because I let go of it right away or clear it right away is better stated. And, you know, and to the listeners, that's one thing that's really, really good to do is clearing, even if it's burning a certain type of incense you like or whatever, and then really connecting with the divine that way, you know, or whatever you call God, Jesus, Buddha, whichever, you know, that's why I like the Searcher's Roadmap is that it's whatever you want to call it. You know, I call it the divine or the universal divine because then it leaves it open to be male, female, transgender, whatever, you know, it needs to be because, you know, we all are here for a reason and we're like that jewel that I talked to you about and that's why your name's Jules, is that there's many different facets to us as well as the world and spirituality. And if you take any one of those facets away, you destroy the whole.
Absolutely.
You know, and, or weaken it and cripple it. And, you know, I think that, you know, by encouraging people to be more joyful is a better way to do that. We have another caller, Mary from Minnesota, I believe.
Okay.
And
All right.
We'll bring her into the back.
Hi, Mary. Are you there?
I'm here. Thank you for taking my phone call. I'm excited to hear your insight.
Oh, thank you for being here.
I would love to hear what my spirit guides need me to know. I feel I just haven't been quite as connected to them lately, and I would love to hear what messages I have.
Okay. Okay. The first thing that I get is that, you know, they're always around, right? So we know
mm-hmm.
that they're always around us, but we don't necessarily feel them around us all the time or notice that they're there. One of the things that I'm hearing is that you need to learn how to stand your ground. I feel that you do not stand up for yourself enough, as in you don't really say what you really think or what you really feel out of fear that either it's not important or that you don't want to rock the boat. Or there's always a reason, but I feel that you have a lot to share. And I feel that you've really done a lot of work on yourself. And you have a lot to share with others, but yet you hold back. Why is that? Why do you hold back? There's so much that you can share.
I've always been like the mediator throughout my life. And so I feel like even in my household, you know, I sort of just try to keep the flow. But, you know, last night I was proud of myself. I went to bed. There was something really bothering me. And I got
right.
up and I sent an email to that person sort of saying, here's the other side of that story you didn't know. So I guess today I'm feeling proud that I did speak up, but I didn't
Good.
Speak up in the meeting when it happened, you know.
Okay.
So I know I need to do that. And I guess
Absolutely.
I feel like I'm not rocking the boat. But so it's good to hear that maybe I do need to, you know, say what I really want to say.
Yeah, and you know what? Sometimes we fear that what we have to say isn't important or it's not relevant. But if we have, like I said to you before, you have a lot to share, right? You don't validate yourself enough. You don't give yourself enough credit. And that's what I'm hearing is that you don't give yourself enough credit. You as well are the type of person who is so generous and the first one to be help someone else and to do something for someone else. But when it comes to you, we'll get around it. You know what
That's
I mean?
That's true.
There's so many people that do this. And, my darling, you have a lot to give the world. You have a lot to share. So do know that your voice is important. What you have to say is important. And by doing that, you're building a foundation, this strong foundation. You're rebuilding yourself. Because I feel that, you know, there's times where you've even there's a sense of unworthiness, right, that still kind of hangs around you. Not that you're not a worthy person, far from that, but that you have this belief that you aren't worthy of certain things or achieving certain things or being at a certain point in your life. Change that. Rewrite the script, okay? You have the power to manifest and create whatever reality you want. And I feel that you need to remind yourself that you have that power. You have that power to do anything. And by doing it, being very successful. Because I feel that when you do put your mind to something and you are focused and you're driven, that, wow, miracles happen. Like, fantastic things happen. But you don't do it often enough. And it's these little inner fears. So let go of the fears. And if you feel that, you know, you can't move forward or move past sort of a certain obstacle, call on Archangel Michael. He is my go-to person for any kind of, you know, if I'm feeling insecure or if I'm feeling like I can't get through something or I can't achieve a certain goal, that I'm like, give me that courage, give me that backbone, give me the strength. And he will, you literally will feel the energy raise around you and you feel a lot stronger, a lot more confident. Because I think it's just you've kind of put yourself in in, you know, not at the forefront, right? Let everybody else in the front. I'll just stand
behind.
Yeah,
and I do feel like now that my kids are getting older, I feel like this is my time to sort of do that. You know, so
yes.
I looked at going to a conference. I'm like, oh my gosh, but what would happen at home if you were at a conference? So I'm sort
of,
you know,
yeah,
I'm reaching, but at the same time, I pull back.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you feel that you are like pulling back, or you're kind of, I have this great idea, and then I talk myself out of it, there's a, you know, realize that this is my own inner fears talking, right? And I'm talking myself out of it. So just acknowledge it, because I think that you could achieve so much more, and you could do so much more that you really want to do without talking yourself out of it, okay? So call on Archangel Michael and ask them for the strength to get through stuff, for the courage to move forward and not to be afraid, okay? I don't feel like this is something like, oh, my God, I'm so fearful, I can't do it. But on the contrary, you just talk yourself out of it. Oh, you know, for example, like you say, oh, I'd like to go to this conference. Oh, but what if this happened, and then I have to take care of this, and then there's no one to take care of that, and then, you know, you make all the excuses why you can't do it.
That's true.
Yeah. So just move past that and acknowledge when you're doing it. And when you acknowledge that you're doing it, then you say, okay, no, I can do this, and just moving on, right?
So do you get a sense, like, if the conference would be good, or if I should be doing some local classes, which would be more ongoing?
Okay, let's have a look at that. I'm actually feeling this conference would be good. I feel that you need to step out of your comfort zone a little bit, and that conference is stepping out of your comfort zone, and it's something a little bit bigger than just, as you said before, maybe I should do something more small. It's a little smaller,
I know,
a little closer, it's easier. Don't be afraid to step outside your comfort zone, because when you do, fantastic things happen. And I feel that you need to take that leap in order to prove it to yourself. Okay, so absolutely, do the conference. Go for it, because I feel that you actually make a lot of contacts and a lot of people that you wouldn't normally meet in the small little events. Okay,
perfect.
So definitely
that's
go
great
for
insight.
It. Awesome.
Well, I appreciate your words today and your guidance.
Well,
thank you so much.
It was my pleasure, my darling. Have a great weekend.
You also.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day. So,
thank
Jules,
you.
We have one more caller, and her
sure.
name is Keisha, and she's from North Carolina.
Okay.
And we'll bring her into the back here.
Okay.
Hi, Keisha.
Hello. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, hon?
I'm fine. I just want to know, do you see me getting an increase or getting a job soon?
Okay. All right. So I feel that you're working at the moment, but it's not what you want to be doing. Is that right? Is it just sort of like a part-time job at the moment, or something that's just kind of getting you through?
No. Oh, I go to school, and I get SSI, and, yeah,
okay.
It's barely. That's just change what I get. So I
okay.
need some money to supplement that.
Okay. You have to believe in yourself. I feel that you have lost all confidence in yourself and in your abilities. It's almost like you don't see yourself as being able to be successful or able to really have that high-paying job, or because it's almost like you cut yourself down. And I feel this is from you know, from your past experiences and also from childhood. I feel that you haven't really had the chance or the opportunity to really let yourself go and to really be you, right? And so there's always this holding back. And when we hold back, we're limiting the possibilities around us. So I do feel that you're trapped in your own fear that you'll never get, you know, the good job, or you'll never be out of the situation that you're in now. And that in itself blocks things. So I do see a change, and I do see a change closer to July. Now, what I would suggest is start applying for jobs that you normally wouldn't apply for, because I feel that when you do look for work, or you know, even browsing through the internet at different jobs and this and that, that you never look for anything beyond the small menial jobs, right? out of fear that you can't do it.
Yeah, well, on top of all that you just said, I also have my haters, the peanut gallery, dumped a lot of stuff on my background. And
yeah.
So when you pull my run my thing, so it's like, well, dang, they just messed my life up. I will never get that, you know. So
you're starting to believe all the crap people have said about you.
That's what the it ain't them. It's more like the jobs. They when they look at that background, it's like, well, maybe not. So,
but you know what? Your past isn't who you are today, darling. All right, you have to remember that. There's always going to be haters, no matter what, girl. I'm telling you now, there will always be haters no matter what you do. And you cannot make decisions or live your life worrying about what people think or what they're going to say, because that limits you, okay? Think big. Dream big and think big, because if you can see yourself moving past all these nasty things and
right.
you really, really achieving what you want, it'll happen. But you have to believe it. You have believed all the hype and the nastiness that has come out of these people's mouths, and you're judging yourself.
It manifested.
Yeah.
Itself.
Yeah.
But,
and that's what we put out there, we attract, right? So if we're putting out to the universe that we don't believe in ourselves, that we're this way or that way, we're going to end up attracting these difficult, challenging situations, huge obstacles, people around us who are very negative, because we're sucked into that energy. So it's really hard to step away from that, but you have to step above it and say, you know what, hate all you want, I'm moving forward, right? And eventually the haters will fall behind, and you will find yourself. But I'm getting closer to July is when there's something more feasible that's going to come. It's actually going to be, you know, decent. I'm not saying it's going to be a high-flying job with, you know, 100,000 grand a year or anything like that. However, I do see you moving forward, and I see you being in a better place, but you have to let go of what others think and stop believing it. Believe in you. See your inner beauty, hon. You forgot that a long time ago, right? You've let them judge you, and as a result, you judge yourself the way they do, right? So stop doing that. You're beating yourself up over their opinion. Not good, all right?
Okay.
You're limiting yourself, darling. So just try, and you know, I know it's not always easy when you've got, you know, you hear the chit-chat behind you, but
yeah.
I do see things moving forward,
all
right? Just be positive and think that it can happen. Believe it will happen, all right? Because you do have the strength.
And Keisha, this is Rhonda, and I can give you this encouragement that, you know, I mean, my past followed me for a long time too, but you've got to start. Use this idea of, okay, you know how you have a cassette tape or CD or even your computer, and you have a file, and it keeps popping up, you know? And it's kind of like that is our negativity or our fear, and that's false evidence appearing real, even though it's, because that's not who you are today. And it's also about, remember, you can hit the delete button at any point and erase that file and then put a positive affirmation there or a prayer there. Whenever that comes up, go, man, I deleted you weeks ago. Be gone.
Right.
You know, and I used to do it like a meat counter because, you know, I didn't come from a pretty past, you know, and I'm not afraid to say that to anyone, but it's one of those things where eventually your past doesn't matter because your honor, you doing the next right thing is what's going to make people decide to see you anyway. And there are ways to call on the angels and ask them to block your past for that job. If it's something you really want, you know, put the prayers out there that, you know, they'll see only what they need to see, you know, and then you can get any job you want because God's that big or the divine's that big. And, you know, don't ever hesitate. You can reach me at searchersroadmap@gmail.com, and you can reach Jules at ohmsreadings@outlook.com. You know, you can always reach us, and or any of the callers or anyone that wants to do anything like that. But Keisha, thank you so much for your questions.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again on the Searcher's Roadmap, which is every Friday at noon Rocky Mountain Time, 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And other than that, you have to look it up in the time zone checker because I don't know the other ones. And Jules, can you just tell them any other things that you would like to finish the show with as we used up our time already?
Oh, we did. Oh, my God. Well, I want to say thank you for people that do actually, our listeners that call in and that, you know, put their situations and their lives up for everyone else to hear about. That in itself takes a lot of courage. And it's a step forward in any way. I am more than happy for anyone to contact me on Facebook at, you know, Jules Rafter. Friend me. If you have any questions at any time, please ask. I'm happy to do it. And, I mean, not that we do, you know, we can help everyone all the time, but I feel that if there's anyone out there who fears or has, you know, issues or problems and they don't know who to turn to, I'm always happy to be, you know, a listening ear, and I can always suggest a suggestion, at least give you an idea to move forward. So please do not hesitate. Give me a shout, and you can contact me on Facebook at Jules Rafter or at omreadings.ca on my website or at harmonyradio.co. Thank you
awesome,
so much for
Jules.
Having me.
And thank you so much for being who you are and bringing it forward as well. As, you know, the world needs those of us that can bring it forward so that those that are having a struggle with picking themselves up can find a way to do that. And with saying that, you know, dream the dream. You know, like Martin Luther King told us, you know, don't minimize yourself because that's what other people are doing to you by their words. They're just words. And you can let them just slide off or hit the delete button at any point in time. And if you'd like to reach me, you can reach me at thesearchersroadmap@gmail.com or Rhonda Harrison on Facebook.com. And there's also ceremony and healings for the individual and the land if you would like to see different shamans that are coming into your area. I try to post them from around the area, but primarily lately it's been Colorado. But there will be postings on the show, the Searcher's Roadmap, and all of those things there as well. And with that, I will bid you adieu. We will close out with some nice music here, and I will talk to everyone later. Thank you for tuning in to the Searcher's Roadmap, to which we will be grateful to see you come back again. Thank you.